Thank you, Dr. DeLong. Today will be I'm Ray White, and I'll be talking about cover crop management on the Texas High Plains. I'd like to thank my co-authors, Dr. Katie Lewis and Dr. Wayne Keeling, for their help on this. So a little bit of background. I'm in the Texas High Plains. Wind and sand can damage emerging cotton seedlings, but with some established cover crops, this can help kind of mitigate some of that damage. And currently, USDA has encouraged cover crop adoption to increase soil health. But despite kind of this move towards cover crops and this benefit, adoption on the Texas High Plains has been limited, mainly due to concerns on water use that could be used by the cotton crop and how it may affect cotton lint yield. So the objectives of this study was to determine an optimum cover crop strategy, including two different species, two termination timings, and two seeding rates, and what effect that had on cover crop biomass, and then comparing that to a conventional tillage system and what that had on the cotton plant stand and cotton lint yield. So this study was done from 2017 to 2019 at the Ag Cares farm in La Mesa, Texas. This is classified as an Amarilla fine sandy loam. And so we had 9 treatments set up in a randomized complete block design. First was a conventional tillage. Then we had a wheat cover and a rye cover. Each was planted at either 30 pounds per acre or 60 pounds per acre. And then we had an optimum termination timing and a late termination timing, which the optimum we shot for 6 to 8 weeks prior to cotton planting, and then the late was 2 weeks after that. So the measurements we took was cover crop above ground biomass, which was taken at each termination timing, brought back, dried and weighed to determine above ground biomass pounds per acre. Cotton populations, which we took about 30 days after planting, and cotton lint yield, which was harvested and then ginned in Lubbock. All this was analyzed using PROC limits and SAS 9.4. So the management of the trial was pretty similar across years, with cover crop being seeded in mid-November to mid-December each year prior to planting, so in 2016 and 2017 and 18. The optimum termination was on March 27th for both 2017 and 2018. Due to kind of some limited growth from dry years, it was pushed back a little bit in 2019 to about 2 weeks after that at April 9th. And then the late was, as I said earlier, 2 weeks past that. We hit the optimum planting window for the region in late May, mid to late May each year, and we planted a dicamba-tolerant variety. And cotton was harvested from mid-October to mid-November each year. So winter precipitation is normally pretty low in the region, but in 2017, it's kind of a little above average. We almost had 5 inches, which really helped the cover crop growth. We had no irrigation with it. In both 2018 and 2019, rainfall is a little more limited, and so we supplemented our growth with a little bit of irrigation. Rainfall in 2017 during the growing season was about 11.5 inches, and then about 7 inches in both 2018 and 2019. Irrigation in season was 9 inches in 2017, 11 inches in 2018, and around 9 inches in 2019 as well. So that brings us to a total in 2017 of 25.4 inches, and then 20.5 inches in both 2018 and 2019. Now, moving on to the results, the first will be cover crop biomass. This is 2017 data. The rye will be on the far left, the 4 left columns. Wheat will be in the right 4 columns, with moving upwards towards 30 pounds per acre, and then both an optimum and a late termination timing. And so in 2017, biomass ranged from about 3,000 to 4,000 pounds per acre at the optimum termination, and between about 6,000 and 7,000 at the late termination. And that was just 2 weeks prior that this biomass almost doubled in between itself. And so in 2017, at the late termination timing, despite planting double, either 30 pounds or 60 pounds, there was no differences between seeding rates or species. But there was a little bit of difference in the optimum, but there's no difference between the species. So rye at 30 and 60 were the same, and wheat at 30 and 60 were the same. Adding on 2018 data and the blue bar, As we talked about earlier, there's a lot less rainfall, and the biomass is about between 2,000 and 2,500 pounds per acre at the optimum, and about 3,000 to 4,000 pounds at the late termination. And at the late termination, rye at 30 pounds produced more biomass than the 30 pounds, or than wheat. But similar in 2017, the optimum termination between wheat was the same. In 2019, due to that late planting date, we had a lot less growth. And along with that low rainfall and precipitation we had, it only produced about 1,000 to 2,000 pounds between both the optimum and the late termination timings. And so the late terminated wheat at both seeding rates and rye at 60 pounds per acre produced more biomass than any of the optimums, and there were no differences across the optimum in terms of seeding rate. Moving into our cotton stand, where plant stands have set were measured about 30 days after planting. We shot for about 50,000 seeds per acre on planting, and we kind of set an arbitrary threshold about 20,000 that was what we wanted for an acceptable yield. So in 2017, we had that early season rainfall, some really good conditions, and there were no differences at all in plant population, and all were above that acceptable range. 2018 conditions were much more difficult with very hot, dry conditions and some wind early in the season. And so we had some lower stands that were recorded, and both rye and wheat at the late termination and the lower seeding rate were significantly lower, but only that wheat at that lower 30 pounds per acre was below that acceptable threshold, but it's pretty marginal, about 17,000, 18,000. In 2019, another significant year to start out, and this was very similar to 2017. We had no significant differences, and all treatments were above or had exceptional stands. Moving on to cotton lint yield. So lint yields in 2017 ranged from about 1,000 pounds to 1,400 pounds of lint per acre. And when comparing across to the conventional system, the only significantly lower treatment was the rye late at 30 pounds per acre. All other treatments when trying to compare against the conventional were similar. And while the conventional, as well as the lower rates of rye and wheat and that optimum termination timing, kind of trended towards the highest. In 2018, kind of due to some of those conditions we discussed earlier, some of those conditions we kind of discussed earlier, we had much lower yields, about 550 pounds to around 950 pounds. And highest yields were attained with the wheat at the optimum termination timing and 30 pounds per acre, as well as the conventional. And the conventional system was also similar to the rye at the optimum termination timing and the lower seeding rate. In 2019, had a pretty good start, but a pretty long dry spell throughout the summer from July to August. It's kind of affected the cotton yields, where we didn't have a whole lot of range, about from 750 to 850 pounds per acre. There are very little differences, and when comparing across from the conventional, there were no significant differences. Now this slide kind of goes along the same, that 2017 in the red, 2018 in the blue, 2019 in the green. It's showing the relationship between our cover crop biomass and lint on the x-axis and our lint yield on the y-axis. In 2017, the year we had a lot more biomass, a lot higher yield as well, than R squared of 0.638. Kind of see there's a negative trend towards more biomass is kind of affecting our yield. This trend continues on in 2018, but it's not as significant still that, and then once you get to 2019 with such little biomass, there's not really as much of an effect on yield. But when combining this across the 3 years, there's a pretty significant decrease. There's a pretty strong relationship of how increasing the biomass is hurting our yield. So management of that, we saw that it was just 2 weeks. We can, almost double our biomass, so it's our timely termination is important. And so in summary, seeding rate had very little effect on biomass, and when comparing the 30 pounds to 60 pounds, there was no difference regardless of species. So it's pretty significant that you can plant half and get the same results. And this lower seeding rate and the optimum termination timing doesn't really is always comparable to the conventional yield. As we said, this higher amounts of biomass with that late termination, if we get in there too late, it'll have a negative effect on yield. So in conclusion, these results indicate that the best management strategy when using cover crops in the semi-arid Texas high plains include planting at that lower seeding rate of 30 pounds per acre and trying to get there at an optimum time of 6 to 8 weeks prior to cotton planting can produce similar yields to whenever we're using conventional tillage. Thank you. I'll not take any questions.
Hey, questions for Ray.
Do you think you might be, or what are your comments on why you're getting reduced yields with increasing biomass? And what I'm thinking is you might have soil nitrogen immobilization going on, and could you overcome, do you think you could overcome that by increasing nitrogen application?
I think so. That's one thing we kind of talked about, because it really, we've seen early in the season that all the cover crop ones look, I mean, more vigorous than some of these other ones. And then as the season goes on, they don't grow quite as well as the conventional. I think it could be some immobilization and just tying up some of that nitrogen that may be able to be supplemented.
What's your nitrogen rate?
I think it was around 120 pounds, if I remember correct. I think so. Yes.
When you're determining your optimum day, 6 to 8 weeks before coming planting, what grow stage are you looking for? Grow stage on the rye or wheat to take it out?
So the question was if we're looking for a certain stage. We didn't really look for, after we kind of thought about it afterwards, it may, so I kind of like right around that boot, it was almost a heading in that very first year. It was very far along. And then that third year, you know, we couldn't barely get it to grow. It was like 6 inches tall whenever we finally terminated. So it's kind of a hard, it depends thing whenever you're, each year is so different, especially with our rainfall. So. I think the time can probably be one of the best ways, especially unless you have a lot of early season growth and then try and get to one of those stages that may be a lot earlier than that 8 weeks or so.
Can I ask this question of many people talking on cover crops? You showed yields that were comparable to conventional tillage. Mm-hmm. How do you pay for your cover crop system if you're a farmer? What's your advantage? How do you convince him that he needs to do that if you're not showing any kind of, I mean, is there a place to recover crops?
That's, I'm not exactly sure everyone's budget, but my thoughts are, I mean, that erosion control in our area is one a huge benefit. And, I mean, I don't know how many times farmers can have to run a sand fodder through our fields. I don't know how, if that cost will ever benefit. I mean, it's, you're looking at $8 an acre at that 30 pounds. I mean, to pay, so that's, I mean, you got to pay your to terminate and to plant it, but I think those, some of those may kind of catch up. For this study, there's actually another long-term tillage study, like right across the circle on this farm, that compares, it's a four-species mix to rye to a conventional, and it's, I think it's normally, I think they're pretty comparable normally. I can't remember the exact yields, but for this study, we just are trying to do the small grains, kind of some erosion control to just a little bit to move that forwards. I guess it was 6 to 8 weeks, about 6 weeks before for that. That year we pushed it back, and then so the first termination was 8 weeks before in both 2017 and 2018, and then so about 6 weeks before for that late termination. So.
All right. Thank you, Ray. Thanks, Ray.